Hello, beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of You Know It's Okay Right podcast. Oh my goodness, I am really recording on my microphone. I'm really sitting in my seat. I'm really looking at my laptop, and I'm really looking at myself in the camera. So it feels as if this process is progressing. I just wanted to note that so that you can basically visualize in a way how things are really progressing and that there's beauty in the process. So again, I want to welcome you to You Know It's Okay Right podcast. It's more professional. It's still authentic, still real. Before I float into this, I had moments where I was just a little nervous, and at the same time, I was still excited. So even as I'm doing this right now and I'm recording this right now, I am very, very relaxed, calm, grateful, and eager to connect with those that I have yet to meet, and even with those that I get to connect with over and over again about different things that we could all relate on. So, yeah, let's get into the topic. Today I wanted to talk about something that I titled, You Are on a Journey That Is Dignified. A Journey Dignified. And today, when I heard that word, dignified, I took a moment to like breathe it in to really ask myself, what does it mean for me when I say that I am on a journey that is dignified? And before I looked up the word, what came to me was that I'm on a journey that is worthy. I'm on a journey that is unlike anyone else's, and it is a special journey. It is indeed a special journey. And I took a moment to look up the word to see what it meant, you know, by definition, if there was another definition for me to see, to gain more clarity on. And it says that dignified means having or showing a composed or serious manner that is worthy of respect. And I love that meaning. Having or showing a composed or serious manner that is worthy of respect. Your journey is worthy of respect. The way that you have allowed yourself to go through so many things is worthy of respect. And to even be able to be this present person that you are right now is worthy of respect. So a few key points that I wanted to cover. Well, I'll go back a little bit. I had a question to ask you, and it's a question that I asked myself, and the question was, how can you be yourself when you have yet to know you? And I asked that question because I remember when there was a time when I knew certain things of who I was, and on a deeper level, there were questions that I did not have answers to as of yet, because I was afraid of what I would find within myself, you know, what I would face within myself. So when I allowed myself to go into that great unknown, that's what I call it, I was able to find out more things about myself and to really be in that state of knowing who I am. So And then, you know, think about when people say, like, just chill, like, just be yourself. Do you really know who you are, like, at this time? Because you've had so many changes in your life. You've had so many experiences. Have you really had time? Have you really made time to really just be like, who am I? Who am I? What do I like? How have I, you know, what have I reflected on up to this point? You know, how do I feel about such and such at this time? You know, how do I desire to progress forward at this time? What did I learn from such and such? How was my heart at this time? You know, things like that, just so that you are really centered enough to be with yourself and calm and really knowing that you know who you are. And a couple key points that I'll say from that is that this journey requires you to first be willing to unlearn. And what I mean by unlearning is, if there's a point in your life where you feel like things are, you know, just stagnant, if you feel as if you're just at this pace where you don't feel like you're really getting somewhere. I mean, you're somewhere, but you don't really feel fulfilled, is what I'm saying. Where do you see your life going from there? You know, and up to that point, have you seen your life like really been, have you seen your life be as beneficial as you would like for it to be up until that point? And if there are some things that you've seen in your life that have not fed you well, what are those things that you are willing to unlearn? Can you write them down? Can you really look at them and analyze exactly what it is that you would like to unlearn and know why you want to unlearn it? Why do you want to do it? What is your why behind it? You know, and what if everything you taught towards becoming who you are at that moment was wrong? What I've learned over time is once you can see, you can never unsee. You know, once you know that statement that they say, you know, once you know better, you do better. It's like that. Once you have the eyes to see, you can't unsee. Once you know that life can really shift for you, you can really shift your perspective. You can really change habits and no longer be in a certain version of yourself that you were not fond of. You want more. You want to be more. You want to find out, how can I go higher? How can I become a higher version of myself? How can I do it? You know, how can I continue to face me? How can I continue to get through those things that have hindered me in the past? I don't know if you heard my stomach, but I know I heard it. Yeah, and then the next thing I would say is these experiences are unfamiliar. The things that you are desiring to be, this is a person you've never met before. All you have is an idea as to like who it is, what she kind of looks like. But what does she feel like? You know, can you describe what she feels like? I know that I spent a lot of years writing down exactly who I wanted to be and what I desired to have, you know, not really aware of who I had to become in order to have those things. You know, at first I was thinking, you know, that I'm good. I don't need to change. I don't need to change this. I'm good. Like, I just need this and that and that and this. And hey, I'm good. Thank you. Thank you, God. You know, just being in that state of I can have it. And then I did have certain things, and then in certain ways I did not know how to manage them or take care of them because there were mental blocks that were in the way. So yes, these experiences are unfamiliar, and that's okay. You know, you're getting to know a version of you that you have yet to meet. And that is okay too. Just being willing to meet this person, being willing to become this person, being willing to learn about who I can become and what I can learn from this person that I'm desiring to be, because your higher self can speak to you, you know. And lastly, I'll say that your journey is worthy of respect. So respect it. And what I mean by that is all of your experiences that you have had, all of them. You don't have to leave nothing out. All of the experiences that you've had, you've lived so many different lives. So many different lives. And each and every single one of you, each and every single one of them, they taught you something. Learn from your journey so that you can become as fierce as you are supposed to be. And the joy that you have from that is a gift that nobody can steal. There was something that I was saying today was, I said that there's a few things that no one can take from you, that, and also that no one can just put a price point on, and that is your faith. Not only is it your faith, it's your gifts as well. That those are the three things to me at this time that I am nurturing: my faith and my gifts. And I know for sure that no money can put a big price on that. No one can take that from me. No one can influence that, or, you know, again, take that from me. Because it's something that you had to build. It's something that I had to build over many, many experiences. And no one can take credit for that, you know. No one can take credit for your journey and what you were able to teach yourself. The things that I was able to do in my life and get through in my life spiritually, no one taught me that. No one was my teacher in that sense. Only I was that. And when I speak of myself, I speak of God. So to be able to go through your journey, to be able to go through that journey with you and God, where you really are able to hear the sound. I mean, so quiet. That stillness is so important. Like being able to, I heard a woman say, where it's so quiet to the point where you can hear your heartbeat. And valuing that heartbeat, like really starting from there, is such a wonderful and powerful thing, because it also helps you to build, nurture, and value gratitude. And when it feels as if you have nothing, when it feels as if there's nothing around, that is when you find out that you are everything. You are everything you need and more. You are on a journey that is dignified. You are a journey that is dignified. Your journey is dignified. And I thank you for valuing it. I thank you for being willing to nurture yourself beyond what a parent could do, knowing that God is your first parent, and knowing that you have everything in you to be able to do this for yourself, because you're willing to know God for yourself. So I'm going to keep that good, short, and sweet tonight. Well, I'm doing this at night. It's pretty late. But better now than never to be willing to act on my faith, right? So, you know it's okay, right? it's really a wonderful feeling to act on my faith at this time and to really share these lessons from the things that I've learned. So as you listen to this, I pray that you wish me well. Pray well things for me. And of course, I'll do the same for you. I never know who's listening unless they tell me, but even if they don't, even if I don't hear the people, I hear me. And this is a wonderful thing for me to express and to trust that I'm moving in the right direction. So I thank you for listening. And I trust that you'll take something with you that you can keep as a reminder, again, that you are on a journey dignified. And you are worthy of so many things. So many things. So, I appreciate you. And again, thank you for listening to You Know It's Okay Right podcast. Take care of you.